This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvind Braj.
And today on Biz Bites, we're asking you guys the question, who should initiate upskilling in the workplace? What are the poll numbers looking like on Twitter?
It is at 34.7% HR, 36.8% immediate supervisor, 26.4% employees, and 2.1% for others. So if you want to tell us like what those others are, you can reach us on Twitter at BFM Radio. Mm-hmm. We are also on WhatsApp 018-789-8888.
Yes, and on Instagram, we have a couple responses here. We've got itstrish.xo, who seems to agree with Benji from Twitter as well. She says, immediate supervisors / team leads should see how to improve their team skill sets. Also, employees themselves should take the initiative to see what they want to learn. And Geraldine, CYC, says, everyone.
Which I think is echoed by a message on WhatsApp from Meezy, who says, my vote is for both. It's a more holistic approach. The employer or supervisor can ensure changes are aligned to company policies or goals whilst at the grassroots level. It addresses practical issues faced. Also, if employees' contribution, including upscaling, are recognized or rewarded, give the employees a sense of ownership.
Fair point. Moving on from that, though, we do have story two. But again, if you want to let us know what you think about that question, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, get us on Instagram at BFM Radio, also WhatsApp, as we've just covered, 018-789-8899. So the second story that we have for you today is how to use your network to survive a bad job market. Because, you know, we often cite networking as an important skill for success in the workplace, but we're never really told what that means or how to best utilize your network, mm-hmm. especially if you happen to be job hunting during this period of economic recession. So I got this from an article on Fast Company, and here are a couple of tips. First of all, go broad. So the creation of new links is key to building your network. You can use secondary or tertiary networks to do this. Maybe there's a college friend you haven't seen in years, but with whom you can rekindle a connection, or maybe there's someone you met in a previous role who can be helpful to you. Also, resist the advice to keep your old title on your LinkedIn profile until you find something new. You can actually use your title on your LinkedIn profile to say what you're looking for as well, or that mm-hmm. you're on the hunt, right? To let people know that you're open for new opportunities. The second thing is to give and receive help. So in terms of giving help, it's offer value, basically offer people information they may find useful or give them feedback on something you've seen them do or say, because you want to have this element of like reciprocity to consider. On the receiving help thing is just to ask, because people like to give advice and input most of the time, and to ensure the conversation you have with someone is two-way and allow them to make suggestions about it and provide you with assistance. Mm-hmm. Number three is stay in touch. Even when you're not necessarily in need, too often people only reach out to their more distant network when they need a job or a contact or a reference. So, you know, share an article or just let them know that they came to mind for you and maintain your relationship, basically. Number four is don't give up, because one of the most challenging balances to strike is being persistent without coming off as a nuisance. When you reach out to someone, you may not hear back right away, but keep at it, you know, ping their inbox at least a few times before letting up. But also try to be creative in how you distinguish yourself, because amidst the current atmosphere, many people are busier than usual and you will not be their main priority. So be gracious about asking for their time and express gratitude for their potential attention as well. The fifth thing is to get out there. Surprisingly, to network, you have to make yourself visible. And sociologically speaking, familiarity leads to greater acceptance. So if you're visible and your contact has seen your posts or heard your virtual voice through social media, they'll be more likely to take your call. So write a blog or speak at a virtual conference or be active on your social media platforms. Also, manage your persona. You may be frustrated or cynical, but people typically want to hire and work with people who are positive voices and influence. Rather than negative Nellies. So be authentic, obviously, but do try to lean towards the positive in your public interactions.
I love the part where they say stay in touch, mm-hmm. because I think everyone's guilty of not staying in touch as much.
I'm 100% guilty of this.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry.
Yeah. And then when you want to reach out to them, like maybe a couple of years later, it's not that you don't see them as friends or like as a network. It's just that you haven't been in touch for a while.
You lost touch.
You lost touch.
Yeah.
But then it's also awkward to get in touch again to go like, hey, you know, does your company have an opening or something? Mm-hmm. I've had that happen to me. Mm-hmm. And it's awkward when it happens the other way around.
Yeah.
Because someone's calling you after a long time. And then when you ask for a favor, it puts everyone in that situation of like, I know why you're calling me to say hi. But at the same time, I know why you're doing it. And I would have done the same.
With the staying in touch thing, it's very much so that you do not come across as having the udang sebalik batu, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not just, you're only contacting me to ask me for a favor. It's you like me as a person. And I think that will go a long way to, you know, maintaining people in your network. So maybe that's a tip we both need to take on board.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people have that issue with their, especially when job hunting and job seeking and stuff.
Yeah, for me, I think my favorite on this is that balance of being persistent without coming off as a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I think another thing about this, and I don't know if this is, I mean, this is not from the article, it's from my own experience,
mm-hmm.
but it's also knowing how to get in contact with people. Like a lot of people will try to call me and I don't remember, I don't have a good memory. So a lot of the time I prefer to be contacted in black and white, like through an email or a WhatsApp or something, mm-hmm. just so that I remember like what we talked about. But if people try to call me, I do get a bit like, oh, like now I have no idea what we talked about for the past 15 minutes.
And your brain's like scrambling, like, oh, when's the last time I saw you kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. But mm-hmm. some other people really love to have that one-on-one interaction and to have that phone call and that chat or video call.
Mm-hmm.
So I think keeping in mind, you know, how you might want to contact this person in the best way for them, I think that's super important as well.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if anything, this article just highlights how important it is to have a network, which is something, which again, is something that I think needs to be built. Like for me, like personally, lots of people have said that when you are sort of down in the job market,
mm-hmm.
one of the easiest ways to get a new job is through connections and through friends who will introduce you to another friend who introduces you to a third friend. And then you're, you know, you have a new job. People who have smaller networks or a lack of network find mm-hmm. it harder to land new jobs, especially in a time like this.
For sure. I mean, it's also one of those things where both of us are introverts. So that's also a massive barrier to networking because it's not within our nature to naturally reach out to people and be mm-hmm. like, hey, let's talk over coffee about things that are not jobs or anything.
Small talk is tough.
Small talk is tough.
It's super tough.
And yet we're sitting here talking small talk about this. But you know, I think it's definitely an effort, right? Networking is an effort, and I like these tips. I think they're super simple and super small. They're not massive efforts as well, and I think that's important. But in the meantime, we do have a main question that we're asking you throughout the show.
Yeah, we're asking you, who should initiate upskilling in the workplace? Should it be HR? Should it be immediate supervisor? Should it be employees? Should it be others? You can get in touch with us. We're on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. We are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. If you have anything to say or weigh in, just get us there.
Yep, cool. Do we have an update on the poll?
We have 34.9% have voted for HR, 36.9% for immediate supervisor, 26.2% for employees, and 2% for others.
And we are just about at 150 votes, so get those votes in over the next 20 minutes. For now, though, we're going to take a short break with All Right by Supergrass on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.